Hi, my name is Lori Lehman, and I was born into a single-parent home. My mom married my stepdad when I was 8, and the Lord was gracious in that they were both believers, and I was able to grow up in a Christian home. I recall my parents sharing the gospel with me often. They would state continually that I needed to accept Jesus into my heart. I remember praying to accept the gospel, believing I was a sinner, that Jesus died for my sin, and I was baptized at the age of 9, along with my mom the same day. As I moved through my elementary, middle school, and high school years, there was not much evidence of growth in my faith. I did attend church, youth groups, many youth camps, as well as attended a private Christian high school. These all grew me in knowledge, and I believe this laid a foundation of truth in my life. But there was a lack of trial and testing that had yet to come. I knew I wasn't perfect, but I didn't see myself as a very bad kid. I could say that I believed in God's word to be true, that I loved him, but my life did actually not show evidence for these statements of faith. My parents and siblings moved from California to Arizona in 2002. I came out to visit them in the month of December, and during that visit, I met my future husband, Jeremy. I moved to Arizona, and Jeremy and I began dating, and a year and a half later, we were married in 2004. Our first few months of marriage were really sweet. The following years, though, 2 years or so, were horrible. We fought and cried, gave the silent treatment. Our roles of how God designed marriage to be were completely out of order. One night during this time in our marriage, a wife from our weekly Bible study group, she gave me a book on being a godly wife. I was initially very offended, thinking that I needed such a book. However, as I began to read the book, it was one of the first times I think I was really seeing my sin as God saw my sin. I saw how I was fighting to lead our marriage, and I was in opposition to Scripture. I journaled my way through the book as I read, and I did the application given at each chapter, and it was a struggle each day as I strove to obey the commands of the Lord. As I completed the book about a year later, I was amazed to see the work that the Lord had done in me and our marriage. I believe this is when the assurance of my salvation was truly evident to myself, that I did love God, and that I did have a desire at a heart level to walk in obedience to what his scripture says, and more than pursuing my own ways. God says in 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 6, "By this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. The one who says, 'I have come to know him,' and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, the love of God has truly been perfected, and by this we know that we are in him. The one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked." A short time later, Jeremy and I had a difficult situation that came up, which resulted in us leaving our current church. And through this transition, seeking a new church, we were introduced to Grace to You Online, Pastor John MacArthur's teachings. Through listening online, we were exposed to expository preaching, and I was overwhelmed and I couldn't get enough. It was a wonderful time in my life for understanding the gospel more clearly and the word of God. Jeremy had a job change to the East Valley of Phoenix, and in January 2010, we moved over here and were encouraged by friends to begin attending Grace Bible Church. We were so thankful to find a local church that had expository teaching. Once we joined GBC, I only continued to grow in my understanding and love for the gospel. I was also growing in understanding how to read my Bible, the differences of justification and sanctification, seeing my sin, having a repentant heart. My growth was built up from so many of the discipling programs here as well. My desire to spend time in the Word each day only increased as a result of all of this teaching. I also was becoming equipped to share the gospel with others. I could clearly define that God is a holy God, and man is a sinner against him. Man is unable on his own to restore this relationship. God is the one who can and must restore it. He did this through the sending of his son Jesus to come to earth, to live a sinless life, to become that perfect sacrifice that is acceptable and pleasing to his Father, to die in the place for sinful man, and yet not all sinful man, but only for those who actually place their faith in his Son to save them, to take their place in sin and judgment upon himself in our place. And in doing so, the sinner is declared righteous by faith alone in Jesus. Jesus says in John 3:36 that he who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son will not see life, and the wrath of God abides on him. As years have passed, I'm so thankful for the firm foundation of my God and Savior Jesus Christ that has been strengthened within me by his word. I've had various seasons of trials, where the Lord has continued to draw me closer to him. And in all circumstances, the Lord continues to humble and prune me through his word and the work of the Holy Spirit within me. I have only grown in being assured of my salvation and the saving work of my Savior on my behalf. It's by his grace that I continue to persevere in knowing and loving him. In Romans chapter 5, verses 8 through 10, Paul writes, "But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. For if we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son. How much more, having been reconciled, will we be saved by his life? I am here to be baptized today because I want to be obedient to the Lord's commands of baptism. If there was a possibility, I was not saved at a young age. And although I do not know specifically the day in which the Lord gave me new life, I can from today look back and now see and testify that there are marks of fruit in my life as a believer and that I have been saved by his grace. Thank you for the opportunity to boast in my Jesus."